Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9. And verses 1 to 11. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Amen. I like that word, suddenly. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 minute you could be going against the Lord, against His church, against the people of God. But there is something that happens when suddenly God shows up. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Suddenly. Amen. You remember the shepherds in the field looking after the sheep? Suddenly. And Luke 2 says, suddenly. Amen. Suddenly, they heard the sound of the angels telling them what to do and where to go. There's something that happens. God, how many of you understand this? God can do something so sudden that a soul can be turned into a Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Acts 2 it says, when the day of Pentecost has fully come, while they were seated in the upper room, suddenly, I like that word, suddenly. Amen. Oh, I hope today it happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Suddenly God will show up in the heart of someone, in the life of someone, would change them for good. Amen. Suddenly. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord whom you are looking for will suddenly appear in his temple. Malachi 3 says that. Amen. Suddenly, in the temple, sometimes you are here worshiping the Lord. And I can tell you, sometimes the presence of God just comes down, just like that. You're not even prepared. You're not even ready. Amen. It looks like a normal, usual meeting. A couple of fast songs, a couple of slow songs, a good, nice message. And suddenly God shows up, spoils your plan, works something good, and brings in revival. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Suddenly. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's not the message. Let's go on. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. How many of you understand that? Sometimes you can be in a congregation, but we believe in a God who is personal. Amen. 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 There was a crowd around him. There was a group with Paul, but they didn't get all that they had to get. Amen. Sometimes when a preacher steps into the pulpit, the message, the Holy Spirit would take it and say, this is for this heart, and move it in that direction. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Here it says, let's read on. All that God asked me to do was read this chapter. That's all. Then we're going to pray a final blessing of prayer. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Arise, go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. God knows your address. God knows where you stay. God knows what you do. God sees you on your knees praying. God says, looks down from heaven, the high and lofted one, the mighty God of Israel. He looks down all the way through from his angels, right through into earth, right through into your street, right through into your house, right through into your room, exactly what you're doing. And God is saying to Ananias, way, somewhere else, and saying to him, Ananias, oh hallelujah, go to this man, for behold, he is praying. He's not watching TV, he's praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. God, who knows us so intimately, he even knows the address of your house. Amen. 36 bar 11. Hallelujah. Why are you troubled this afternoon? Oh, we worship an almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It says here, God said to Ananias, I thank God for people who listen to the voice of God. And a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Amen. Hallelujah. That he might receive his sight. Amen. In a way you could say that he never received his sight. He received the sight of his physical eyes when Ananias came and laid hands upon him. But in a way, he never received sight. For in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 it says, I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified to me. Amen. Amen. See, when he had that encounter with God that was so sudden, that was so dramatic, another part of God, when he fell down, when God began to raise up supernaturally people to go and minister unto him, look at what happens. He's received his physical sight, but in a way he is blind because the things of the world no longer looks beautiful to him. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you would love the Lord to do a work in your life? He says, I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified unto me. Amen. Look at victory. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You could never tempt Paul the way you tempt some of the saints in the present day. He was crucified, blinded to the world, sold up his Roman mansion, 8,000 square feet, he sold it off. Somewhere near the Lake of Galilee, somewhere there, he sold it off. I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified to me, he says. Hallelujah. Whatever I have, I count it a loss for the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ, that I might partake of his fellowship, of his suffering, and the partake of his resurrection power. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Amen. Blinded to the world. Amen. Wouldn't you like that? Amen. You go back home and you suddenly find that you don't like the TV anymore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The things of the world doesn't seem fascinating to you anymore. Crucified to Christ. Well, you can't miss a man who's crucified. Are you with me? Why? Because vultures are all around him. You can mistake a man religious, but a crucified man, you will never miss him. Vultures all around him. Wild dogs all around him. And there he lay. crucified. Nothing of the world to shake him. That's why he could say in Acts 20 and verse 24, after many floggings, many imprisonments, many kind of beatings, abuses, slander, 36 hours in the sea, floating on a piece of wood, he could say, hallelujah, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? He was crucified to the world. Amen. Crucified to the world. Crucified to the world. The only thing that he wanted was the exceeding richness of God and the greatness of God. Amen. My brother, my sister, you need to say, Lord, work within my life like you worked in Paul. Bring me to that place of absolute surrender. That place where nothing of this world moves me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you all awake? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once a pastor said to the group of elders, next Sunday when you come for worship, come all with nice, good safety pins. He said, the elders, bring your safety pins with you when you come for worship. And the elder said, why? Why do we need a safety pin? He says, well, when I begin the message, just sit behind me. And whenever I am going down, just poke me. Then you will hear that screaming. And people will shake up and listen. Hallelujah. I was wondering whether I have to do something like that this day. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once a barber, the one who cuts and shaves, he got saved. He went back to his, and he heard the message, you know, be like a Paul, get souls into the kingdom of God, be blind to the world and reach out and get souls. This man was so hungry for God. He said, Lord, stir me up with faith, stir me up with a gifting. I want to serve you, Lord, and I don't know what to do. And then he heard the preacher preaching, and the preacher said, oh, if you have three qualifications, you can be a good man like Paul. And what are the three qualifications if you want to serve the Lord? He says, oh, in 1 Corinthians 2, Paul said, I came with much trembling, with much fear and much weakness. If you have weakness and much trembling and much fear, you can be a good steward of the Lord's work and minister for the Lord's glory. And this shook up this man of God, I mean, this barber, in such a way. He said, Lord, please use me. I have all these three weaknesses. I tremble. I am scared. I have so many weaknesses. Lord, use me. And the Lord, use me. He goes and he's cutting that day the hair of someone. The Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. He's coming back and suddenly takes a knife to shave. He holds the knife against the neck and says, do you know where you will go if you die today? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. John Wesley said, preacher, set yourself on fire, and then people will come to listen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's get back to Acts 20. Acts 9. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This man was so passionately in love for the Lord. Nothing mattered to him except the Lord. Blinded to the world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at something that he wants. He says, I count everything a loss for the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He knew one thing, that when the Lord, the King of glory, came, he didn't have to stand as a pauper in front of the Lord on the judgment day. He wanted to have his own share of rewards. Nothing mattered to him other than the heavenly riches. And so when he's writing to the church in Corinth, he's saying, the 10th verse onwards, 11th verse onwards, 10th verse, you know, let no man lay any other foundation except the one that is Christ Jesus. The 11th verse, 12th verse. Now if anyone builds on this foundation, with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Each one's work will become manifest. Amen. Hallelujah. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's speaking about two kind of gifts or buildings that you can have. One, gold, silver, precious stones. The other is wood, hay, and straw. Amen. Two categories. Amen. Amen. Gold, precious stones, and silver is not something that you find above the earth. It is something that you find beneath the earth. He's saying, listen, there are ministries and there are work which will catch the eye of people. Amen. Will catch the eye of the people. But that reward is limited. I want to have the gold, the silver, and the precious stones. That might not catch the eye of the people. That might be beneath the ground. But that which is costly. He was dead to the world and to the things of the world. He says, nothing matters to me more than Christ. In Philippians 1, he says, many serve the Lord out of selfish ambition, out of envy. But he says, I do it out of a pure heart, in whichever way Christ might be glorified. The purpose of him ministering was for eternal rewards. Amen. The things. Amen. Can you imagine that? Gold, precious stone, silver. The other is hay, straw. You might be able to put up a lot of things with that. You don't build a huge mansion with gold unless you're Saddam Hussein. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But you might not be able to build much, but that which you build will stand. Amen. Amen. Will stand. Amen. Do you see, Paul understood living his life in view of eternity. Nothing mattered to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at John the Baptist. Like I said, he had no choir. He had no pulpit. He had no church, no institution, no ordination. Nothing. He never worked a miracle, no signs, wonders, miracles in his ministry. But this man's only desire was, I should decrease and Christ should increase in me. Amen. Amen. But Christ should increase in me. Somebody said, Lord, make me a John the Baptist. And the preacher said, oh boy, then you only have 6 months to live. You in a ministry like John the Baptist? Short-lived, 6 months. But you're on fire for God. Hallelujah. Anybody interested in that kind of anointing? I'll pray for you right now. Paul said, I want the precious things. Crucified to the world and the world crucified to me. Christ to be magnified. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Acts 26. The same, Acts 9. His encounter with the Lord is mentioned in Acts 26. Let the Holy Spirit of God stir your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These weeks a couple of messages are coming on Paul. Paul, Paul, and Paul again. That means God has got some missionary interest in our lives. Amen. He wants to bring forth some Pauls in this place. Amen. Mrs. Pauls and Mr. Pauls. Hallelujah. God wants to raise you up. Amen. Acts chapter 26. He's standing before Agrippa the king. And he's testifying. And verses 12 onwards. While thus occupied as I journey to Damascus, with authority and commission from the chief priest, At midday, O King, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But arise and stand on your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. But arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. It is God who makes you a minister. It's God who makes you a witness. Amen. It is not people. Amen. It is no church, no organization. It's God. Amen. Hallelujah. God who makes you a minister. When you're crucified to the world, and the world crucified to you. Amen. God says, now I can trust him with the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can trust you with the ministry. There's no self in you, Paul. There's nothing in you that wants appreciation and admiration and respect and position and favor. Paul, you are a dead man. And I can anoint you and make you a minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Have you ever thought of this? Gold, silver, and precious stones. Amen. I heard Leonard Ravenhill, a mighty man of God, say, gold, silver, and precious stones. In Proverbs 25, it says, a word that is aptly spoken is like settings of silver on apples of gold. Amen. What God is saying is, listen, I'm going to judge you for the words that you speak. Paul knew that. That's why nowhere in the Bible does he speak anything else other than the glory to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Did you hear that? Silver. When you stand before the judgment seat of God, will there be silver in your life? Words that you speak. Paul says, listen, I want those precious things. I don't want to build on straw and hay and bricks and all that. I want precious things. Silver. A word that is aptly spoken. Your words. Your words. Can you imagine that? Your words. The words that you speak when you stand before the throne room of God one day. Amen. Hallelujah. God will say, what are the words that you spoke? Hallelujah. It is said that in churches today, Christians don't lie. Christians don't tell any lies. Christians only sing lies. All to Jesus I surrender for the next half an hour. All to him I freely give. Hallelujah. Amen. Samarpanatin samayamai. I used to see people crying, you know, when they sing that song. They go back and they haven't offered anything. They only sang. Hallelujah. When Moses stood before the burning bush, God told him, what is it that you have on your feet, sandals? Moses, throw it away. Why did you do that? That's the real meaning of it. I heard Bible scholars say that Moses traveled all the way through the Red Sea and the wilderness without slippers. It could be true. Amen. It only speaks about the children of Israel, their shoes growing on them. It doesn't speak about Moses. Moses threw away his slippers. But we have something else today in the church. Vishuddha Salam. Cherupul. They take the slippers off. After some time, they take it and go. God said, "Dur area. All that is trying to contaminate you with the world, throw it away." Amen. Your connection to the world. Are you with me? It could be your TV, it could be your music, it could be your books, it could be your relationship, anything. Your connection to the world that's causing you to sin, it could be your friends. Throw it away. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Some elders behind each and every one in this congregation today. Hallelujah. Amen. Silver. Precious stones. What are the precious stones? Well, the Old Testament priest, when he went into the Holy of Holies, he had a vest of precious stones all over him. Are you with me? He had a vest of all precious stones all around him. Did you hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He had a set of precious stones all around him. On him. It speaks about your time with God. Do you know that you will be rewarded accordingly? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you think a William Carey and a great men of God were all fools because they spent 8 hours and 10 hours in prayer? Sometimes I hear carnal Christians say, "Prathikala vera onnum panile." Nina drishti evadeya? Amen. Precious stone speaks about your prayer life. You're coming with God. And you know, there's a reward. And Paul says, listen, wherever I am, I want to commune with God. Amen. Wherever I am, I want to commune with God. I don't want to miss out on that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to spend time in the presence of God. Even on the ship, when it's going to be capsized, Paul is fellowshipping. Who are you speaking with, Paul? An angel of God stood beside me. Amen. Hallelujah. It's fellowshipping with the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Well, gold signifies the divine nature of Christ. It speaks about what you have inside of you. And he said that one. Are you listening here? Once the crusade was going on, the preaching was going on, and suddenly from the crowd, people began to throw eggs. Well, we never had that kind of blessing in our lives. Praise God. One time, a chair was thrown. But thankfully, no eggs. I only like scrambled eggs. Well, the eggs were being thrown at these preachers. And when a preacher was sitting behind, and one was preaching and another was sitting behind, when the egg hit the face of one preacher who was sitting behind, he got up and he began to curse and all kind of four-letter words and anger and shouting. The egg fell upon the preacher who was preaching. And he stood there and said, "I bless you, Lord. I glorify your name. Thank you for counting me worthy to suffer for your name, Lord." It was eggs that fell upon both the people. What was the difference? The eggs brought out what was inside of them. Amen. Hallelujah. The eggs just brought out what was inside of them. Amen. Hallelujah. When trials of life come, when temptations come, when things around you begin to happen, let me tell you, God is looking to see whether he can reward you, to see whether there is something of gold inside of you. Did you hear that? At that time you should say, "Oh my God, this temptation is to give me some gold on the day of judgment. Hallelujah, this trial should bring out a praising and rejoicing from my life." What happens to most people is that they choose the straw and they begin to complain, grumble. ആർക്കും മനസ്സിലാകുന്നില്ല, എത്ര പ്രാവശ്യം ശരിയാകുന്നില്ല. ദൈവം ഉണ്ടോ? സ്ഥാനപ്പെട്ടു, വേറെ തിരിഞ്ഞു. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Gold inside of you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought of that? Standing before the Lord, God checking your heart. Silver, gold, precious stones. Ha. Paul could say, I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified to me. This life that I lead by the faith of the Son of God. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. Look at that. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You said that the depth of your repentance will determine the height of your revival. When the Pentecostal revival took place in 1900, the man whom God used, Frank Bartleman, this was the word that he would speak. The depth of your repentance will determine the height of your revival. Are you with me? So what God is saying is, I don't want shallowness in your life. I want some gold inside of you. The depth. Amen. The depth. Are you with me? The depth. The real change of mind, change of will to choose Christ. Choose holiness, to choose life. To choose prayer. To choose to discipline your life and walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. God says, Paul, I appear to you for this reason. Why? Acts 26, let's get to that. Oh boy, I was not planning to preach. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom now I will send you, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Paul, I'll deliver you from all the trials that you go through. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that I can use you to open the eyes from darkness to light. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The greatest privilege, when the whole world is lying in darkness, God is looking for people whom we can turn their eyes from darkness to light by the work that you do. Can you imagine that? Turn them from the power of Satan to the power of God. Leonard Ravenhill, in the book, The Revival Studies, he asked this question. Would you be in Satan's 10 top wanted list? Hmm? 10 most wanted list of Satan. Some are not even sure whether their name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Adu orappu varthiyane shesham. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you be in Paul? Not only the kingdom of God knows him, the devil knows. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at that mighty man of God. But the devil could never touch him. You know why? Because John 14 and verse 30, Jesus said, The prince of the world is coming, yet he's got nothing in me. അവന്റേതായ ഒന്നും എന്നിലില്ല. Jesus said, ലോകത്തിന്റെ അധിപൻ പിശാശു വരുന്നു, എന്നാൽ അവന്റേതായ ഒന്നും എന്നിലില്ല. See, Paul was crucified to the world, and the world was crucified to him. There was nothing of the devil. Can you imagine the turmoil, the restlessness, the fear, the anguish, the anger of the devil? The devil trying to trip Paul down somewhere, but can't get a hold because Paul is crucified unto the Lord. Can you imagine that? Whoo! Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I stop with this. Any painting you have, below the painting an autograph. Are you with me? The painting has come out good, you sign your name. If you paint like me, you don't sign your name. But if your painting is really good, amen, sign your name, autograph it. It's good. Amen. This is good. Amen. Autograph of the honor. This belongs to me. It's autograph. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, we are God's workmanship. Would you allow Jesus to autograph you? At the end of the day, each day, when you are crucified to the world and the world crucified to you, oh, hallelujah. At the end of the day, would you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm your workmanship. Look how I've kept my slate clean, how I've done well. Would you just autograph me, Lord? Would you allow the Lord to autograph you? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Paul said in Galatians 1:10, because he was crucified to the world and the world crucified to him, I please no man. If I should please men, then I wouldn't be a servant of the Lord. Amen. The only autograph that I want is the autograph of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not a people pleaser, a father pleaser. Amen. A God pleaser. Would you be a God pleaser? മനുഷ്യനെ പ്രീതിപ്പെടുത്താനല്ല ചോദിക്കുന്നത്. നീ സ്നാനപ്പെടും എന്താ ചെയ്യുന്നത്? യു ആർ പ്ലീസിംഗ് ദ ഫാദർ. യു ആർ പാർട്ടേക്കിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദ ഡെത്ത്, ദ ബറിയൽ ആൻഡ് ദ റിസറക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ബട്ട് അതിന് എതിർപ്പുണ്ട്. എന്തുകൊണ്ടാ? അവർക്ക് കർത്താവിനെ അറിഞ്ഞുകൂടാ. ആമേൻ. ആമേൻ. എന്ത് ചെയ്താലും, ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? ബട്ട് യു ഷുഡ് സേ, ഞാൻ എന്റെ ദൈവത്തെ പ്രീതിപ്പെടുന്നു. മനുഷ്യനെ പ്രീതിപ്പെടുത്താനല്ല. ഓൺ ദ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ് സീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് വെൻ യു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദേർ വൺ ഡേ. Gold, silver, precious stones. Amen. Hallelujah. I should say, Lord. മനുഷ്യരെ കാണിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയല്ല, മണ്ണിന്റെ അടിയിലുള്ളതാ ഞാൻ. My work. Amen. I was saying, I said, a man of God came to invite me for his church fasting prayers. He wanted me to come and preach there. He spoke and he said, Pastor, there are nights I can't sleep. The burden of the Lord comes upon me and I have to get up and travail. I pray. And sometimes people don't even call up to say a thank you. I pray. I travel in the presence of God. I said, your gold, silver, precious stones. There is a day when the Lord comes. Amen. Hallelujah. When each one's work will be manifest forth. Prathikyan gari orangandam enda kandam manifest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oranga engilum thodanga. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That day when we stand before the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Keep that in your heart. Keep that in your mind. Let's close our eyes in prayer today.
Has God been speaking to you this day? The Lord has been speaking to your heart. Let not the devil steal away the word from your life. Has the Holy Spirit been speaking to you? Do you know Jesus? Have you given him your heart? ലോകത്തിന്റെ മോഹത്തിന്റെ പുറകെയാണ് പോകുന്നത്, എന്റെ കർത്താവിന്റെ പുറകെയാണ് നീ പോകുന്നത്. ഇഫ് മൈ ജീസസ് ഷുഡ് കം ടുനൈറ്റ്, നിന്റെ പക്കല് വെള്ളിയോ പൊന്നോ എന്തും കൊണ്ടോ, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ദിസ് ഇസ് എ ഡേ ഓഫ് ഫ്രഷ് ബിഗിനിങ്, ടുഡേ യു ക്യാൻ ഡിസൈഡ്. By faith, Moses chose to suffer with the people of God and esteem the reproaches of Christ more than the pleasures of Egypt. Egypt in the sugathine kaattum villathu Yeshu Karthavinte peedanubhavam. Adarinda Paulus oru moshikku villathu. This day, will you choose Christ above everything else? യേശുവിനെ തിരഞ്ഞെടുക്കുന്നു. കർത്താവേ, അങ്ങനോട് സംസാരിച്ചതിന് ഞാൻ നന്ദി പറയുന്നു. അങ്ങയുടെ വചനം എന്നിൽ കത്തണമേ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ലോകത്തിൻ്റെവനായിട്ടല്ല, പിശാചിന്റേതായിട്ടല്ല, എന്റെ യേശുവിന്റെ മാത്രമായിരിക്കുക. അങ്ങയുടെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനെ അയച്ചെന്നെ സഹായിക്കണമെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ജീവിതങ്ങൾ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ദൈവാത്മാവ് ചില ജീവിതങ്ങളെ ഇന്ന് കാണുന്നു. നീ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. കണ്ണുകൾ അടച്ച് കർത്താവിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. കർത്താവേ, എന്റെ ജീവിതം ഏൽപ്പിക്കുന്നു. ഒരു പൗലോസിനെ അഭിഷേകം ചെയ്തതുപോലെ എന്നെ അങ്ങ് തിരഞ്ഞെടുക്കണമേ. സഡനായിട്ട് അങ്ങ് അത്ഭുതം പ്രവർത്തിച്ചതുപോലെ ഇന്നൊരു പെന്തിക്കോസ് അനുഭവം എനിക്ക് തരണമേ. ഒരു പുതിയ അഭിഷേകം എന്റെ മേലിൽ നിറക്കണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ ദൈവം എവിടെ എന്ന് എന്തിന് ലോകം അന്വേഷിക്കണം, ചോദിക്കണം. ദൈവത്തെ വെളിപ്പെടുത്തുവാൻ ഞങ്ങളുടെ ശരീരത്തിൽ യേശുവിന് മഹത്വം വരുവാൻ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനെ അയച്ച് സഹായിക്കണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ നാവുകളെ അങ്ങ് ഏറ്റെടുക്കണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഹൃദയങ്ങളെ അങ്ങ് ഏറ്റെടുക്കണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ ശരീരങ്ങളെ അങ്ങ് ഏറ്റെടുക്കണമേ. ഏൽപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ലോകത്തിൻ്റെവനായിട്ട് നടക്കുവാനല്ല, യേശുവിൻ്റെവനായി നടക്കുവാൻ, യേശുവിൻ്റെ മകളായിരിക്കുവാൻ, യേശുവിൻ്റെ മകനായിരിക്കുവാൻ. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, അവൻ്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ കൃപയുണ്ട്. ലെറ്റ് ഹിം പോർ ഹിസ് ഗ്രേസ് അപ്പോൺ യു ടുഡേ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, അത്ഭുതമായ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൻ്റെ ശക്തിക്കായി ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കുക. You shall be his witness when you receive the power from on high. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, നിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. ഇന്ന് ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ഓ, എന്റെ കണ്ണുകളെ അങ്ങയുടെ മൗത്തത്തിലേക്ക് തുറക്കണമേ. ലോകത്തിലേക്ക് എന്റെ കണ്ണുകളെ അടയ്ക്കണമേ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഓ റബട്ടബനാസിയ, ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു തരുന്നു കർത്താവേ, അങ്ങേക്കായി മാത്രം നിൽക്കുവാൻ. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഓ റിബനാശാന്തുര ഖടബനാസിയ. പ്രാർത്ഥനകൾ കേൾക്കുന്ന സമയമാണിത്. ഓ, പ്രാർത്ഥനകൾ കേൾക്കുന്ന സമയമാണ്. നിന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിന്റെ കരച്ചിൽ കേൾക്കുന്ന സമയമാണ്. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, നിന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിലെ പ്രാർത്ഥന കേൾക്കുന്ന സമയമാണിത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഓ എന്റെ ദൈവം, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹി ഈസ് ലിസണിംഗ് ടു യു. മൈ ഗോഡ്, ഹി ഈസ് സ്റ്റൂപ്പിംഗ് ഡൗൺ ടു ലിസൺ ടു യു. ഓ മോർട്ടൽ മാൻ, യുവർ ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ലിസണിംഗ് ടു യു. റബടനാശി കരദലാകാശിയ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. അവരെ സന്നിധിയിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, എഴുന്നേറ്റ് നിന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, ഹൃദയം ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധ ആത്മാവ് ചില ജീവിതങ്ങളെ വേർതിരിക്കുകയാണ് യേശുവിന് വേണ്ടി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അവന് ഹൃദയം ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കുക. ശക്തമായിട്ട് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ നിന്റെ ആന്തരിക മനുഷ്യനിൽ പ്രവർത്തിച്ചു തുടങ്ങുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ, ബാഹ്യമായ വെളിപാട് കർത്താവ് പുറകെ തരും. ഇന്ന് ആന്തരികമായി ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന സമയം. നീ കണ്ണുകളും ഹൃദയവും മനസ്സും ശരീരവും കരങ്ങളും എല്ലാം എന്റെ കർത്താവിലേക്ക് ഉയർത്തിയിട്ട് യേശുവേ, അനോയിന്റ് മീ, വാഷ് മീ ബൈ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് യുവർ റിഡീമിംഗ് ബ്ലഡ് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, ആത്മാവിൽ ആരാധിക്കാം കർത്തനെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആമേൻ. സിംഗ് ദി സോങ് ആസ് എ പ്രയർ ദാറ്റ് ഗോഡ്സ് അനോയിന്റിംഗ് വുഡ് സെറ്റ് യു ഫ്രീ. As you worship him.